Infosphere. The Secret Life of Plants was published in 1973. I found the idea that plants might be intelligent to be very interesting. What interested me more was the possibility that plants might be more intelligent than humans. I don't know whether large plants are extremely intelligent or not, but it might be a serious error to assume plants are not intelligent, if they are. From reading some articles on the current view of plant intelligence, I get the impression that the idea that plants have intelligence is still somewhat controversial. It does seem to be accepted that plants may have as many as 20 senses, as compared to the 5 or 6 attributed to most animals. Some biologists refer to the nervous system of animals as the vegetative nervous system. Are animals essentially plants, made mobile by muscles and bones? As a longtime reader of science fiction, I enjoy this kind of excursion into the twilight zone. You could think of this narration as a science fiction novel without the plot or the characters. But seriously, it might be a good thing to have a scientific investigation to evaluate the theory that some plants are more intelligent than humans. I certainly don't know if it's true or not, but I do have a twinge when I see the trees in the White House lawn on TV. If the human nervous system weighs 3.5 pounds and a giant redwood tree weighs 2.7 million pounds, could a redwood tree be 700,000 times more intelligent than a human? A lot of people worry about who really controls planet Earth. I imagine most of them think only of humans when considering possible controllers. And most of those examining the idea of non-human control focus on humanoid space aliens. There are animist religions that see God as manifested in nature, so there is a religious record of speculation in this general area. Lately, we have seen the dawning realization that single-celled organisms play a very important role in human health. The collection of single-celled organisms that live in the human body is now generally referred to as a microbiome. There are about 10 times as many single-celled organisms in the human body as the cells we normally think of as parts of our bodies. It seems these single-celled guests live mostly in the digestive system and on the skin. Our understanding of microbiomes is presently very limited, but it is essential that we understand them if we are to have a truly effective healthcare system. Quite a few health problems seem to be associated with microbiomes behaving badly. The cells in the microbiome are smaller than the human body cells because they don't need all the machinery required to integrate them into the human body. It's a little analogous to trees and vines. The tree has to hold itself up, but the vine is a gravitational freeloader, taking advantage of the rigid stem of the tree to climb toward the light. The body cells of a human provide a structure that the microbiome inhabits. If plants could be intelligent, then possibly collections of single-celled organisms could also be intelligent. That would give a whole new meaning to the term gut reaction. There are collections of single-celled organisms that are much larger than the human microbiome, and some that are much larger than the largest tree. Could all the cells and viruses and all the tiny organisms in the Pacific Ocean form a gigantic mind that is billions of times more intelligent than a human and millions of years old? Could it be that humans are searching the universe for intelligent life while ignoring the sea of intelligence that lives on planet Earth? If these vegetative superintelligences actually exist, they would have a vastly different outlook on life than an animal intelligence. But like animals do, it seems likely that the superbrains would use their abilities to try to control their environment, including the people in their environment. In this version of the Twilight Zone, superbrains control our genetics, our reproduction, our behavior, and even our stream of consciousness. There are a couple of mechanisms that could possibly accomplish that control. Perhaps superbrains use biological quantum entanglement as a means of stealth, faster than light, communication, and control. Personally, I think that's unlikely because such a system would be much more efficient than what we have now. But I include it because it is conceivable. Another possible mechanism would be superbrains communicating with the animal kingdom through chemical means, including food, drugs, and bodily excretions. The time delays inherent in this process would account for some of the inefficiencies of our systems. Say a human eats an apple. The apple contains not only cells from the apple tree, but cells from the apple tree's microbiome. The apple tree cells are killed by the human digestive system, but what happens to the cells from the apple microbiome? Some of them might live through the digestive process and create a temporary organism that lives in the human digestive system and communicates with the human nervous system. That communication could be inserted into the human stream of consciousness. The results of the transaction could be recorded by the Apple microbiome cells and then excreted back into the biosphere to be decoded by bacteria in the sewage system. Similar channels could be used to control reproduction and genetics. If superbrains are so smart, why are things so screwed up? Possibly, the obvious inefficiencies of the world are proof that superbrains don't exist. On the other hand, being intelligent may not be the same thing as being wise or compassionate. If superbrains exist, there would be a lot of them, and they might create proxy wars with humans and other animals being the proxies. The 10-to-1 ratio of microbiome cells to body cells might be a fundamental constant of organization. There could be a similar ratio of prey to predators. A ratio of libertarians to authoritarians. This ratio might also be present in the population of superbrains. If you live in a tyranny, the basic means of resisting are the same, whether it's a tyranny of superbrains, space aliens, or authoritarian humans. But the details of the struggle might be different. Even in the Twilight Zone, freedom works. Slavery sucks.